Any successful team, any team that gets to playoffs, gets to have opportunities to go into Super Bowls, you got to have a lot of interconnection within your teammates. And particularly from the Orange Crush side, back in those middle 70s through into the 80s, you look at that camaraderie. Everybody knows what that, you know, camaraderie, that relationship with your players. And I joke around, I go to bed with them every night. You know, I got Alzado, Barney Chavis, Reuben Carter, and out on the outside is Swenson and Rizzo, myself and Tommy Jackson, and then over here is Louis Wright and Billy Thompson and Steve Foley and Bernard Jackson. So it's having that opportunity to play with those guys. And, you know, we think it's always about the team, but the reality of it is you go back and I look at it from a coaching standpoint, yes, you got a John Ralston and a Red Miller, but also you got a Joe Collier and a Merle Moore and a Bob Gambold and a Stan Jones who put that defense together of taking what at that point was more of a talent and then using the talent in order to create that kind of defense. We were always running, and speed and quickness was our talent. It wasn't about being big and heavy set and, you know, come, you know, we're going to knock your block off kind of thing. It was more of our speed and quickness. And we had all 10, 11 guys running for the ball, even at practice and even throughout the game. That all came together for us back in, certainly in 1977.